Satam Asambhavaya Kila Sapta Murtaye Pum Sankuna Paramahamsa Asame Yavastitana Manumrijudashase Bhuyo namasad vijnasate satam Asambhavaya kila satta murtaye Pum sankhya paramahamsa asrame Yavastitanam nityadasise Others. Okay. Booyah. Again. Namaha. My obeisances. Sat. Of the devotees or the pious. Vrijana. Distresses. Chede. The liberator. Asatam. Of the atheists, the non-devotee demons, sambhavaya, cessation of further unhappiness, akila, complete sattva, goodness, murtaye, unto the personality, pumsang, of the transcendentalists, puna, again, Paramahamsa, the highest stage of spiritual perfection. Ashame, in the status. Vyavasthitanam, particularly situated. Dasu Anumrigya, the destination. Dasu Se, one who delivers. Translation. I again offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and the destroyer of further advances in atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destinations. Purport, Lord Sri Krishna is the complete form of all existence, both material and spiritual. Akila means complete or that which is not kila, inferior. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, there are two kinds of nature, prakriti, namely the material nature and the spiritual nature, or the external and the internal potencies. The material nature is called apara, or inferior, and the spiritual nature is called superior, or transcendental. Therefore, the form of the Lord is not of the inferior material nature. He is complete transcendence, and he is murti, or having transcendental form. The less intelligent men who are unaware of his transcendental form describe him as impersonal Brahman. But Brahman is simply the rays of his transcendental body, yasya prabha. The devotees who are aware of his transcendental form render him service. Therefore, the Lord also reciprocates by his causeless mercy and thus delivers his devotees from all distresses. The pious men who follow the rulings of the Vedas are also dear to him, and therefore the pious men of this world are also protected by him. The impious and non-devotees are against the principles of the Vedas, and so such persons are always hampered from making advances in their nefarious activities. Some of them who are specially favored by the Lord are killed by him personally, as the case of Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, and Kamsa. Thus such demons get salvation and are thereby checked from further progress in their demoniac activities. Just like the kind father, either his favor upon the devotees, kind father either in his favor upon the devotees or his punishment of the demons, he is ever kind to everyone because he is the complete existence for all individual existence. The Paramahamsa stage of existence is the highest perfectional stage of spiritual values. According to Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord is factually understood by the Paramahamsas only. As there is gradual realization of the transcendence from impersonal Brahman to localized Paramatma, to the personality of Godhead, Purushottam, Lord Krishna, similarly there is gradual promotion of one's situation in spiritual life of sannyas. Kutichak, Bahutak, Paribrajakachar, and Paramahamsa are gradual progressive stages in the renounced order of life, sannyas. And Queen Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, has spoken about them in her prayers for Lord Krishna, Canto 1, Chapter 8. The Paramahamsas are generally found among both the impersonalists and devotees, but according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, as clearly stated by Kunti Devi, pure bhakti yoga is understood by the Paramahamsas, and Kunti Devi has especially mentioned that the Lord descends Paritranaya Sadhanam especially to award bhakti yoga to the Paramahamsas. So ultimately, the Paramahamsas, in the true sense of the term, are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has directly accepted that the highest destination is bhakti yoga, by which one accepts the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Those who accept the path of bhakti yoga are the factual Paramahamsas. Since the Lord is very kind to everyone, the impersonalists who accept bhakti as a means of merging in the existence of the Lord in his impersonal Brahmajyoti are always also awarded their desired destination. He has assured everyone in Bhagavad Gita, Yeyata Amam Prabhajyante. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, there are two classes of Paramahamsas, namely the Brahmanandis, impersonalists, and the Pramanandis, the devotees. Both are awarded their desired destinations, although the Pramanandis are more fortunate than the Brahmanandis. But both the Brahmanandis and the Pramanandis are transcendentalists, and they have nothing to do with the inferior material nature full of the existential miseries of life. Om Yantamananda Shaganandjana Shalakaya Chakshuvamaitam Yena Tasmai Shivirame Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Kudamayam Dadati Sapadanti Kam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Chabadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Saibajatam Sahat Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Zalatutam Padinjana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Bhattahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Tamsha Panchakalpaturubhyascha, kripasindrubhyascha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha. So we'll chant. Bhuyo namasad vichanachate satam asambhavaya kilasattamurtaye pungsam punaparamahamsa ashrame vyavastitanam anumrigyadasyuse. I again offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and the destroyer of the further advances in atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destination. Prabhupada's giving some credit here, it's a rare occasion, to the Brahmanandis. And we can see that he's paraphrasing, quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti, who has done. Prabhupada is strictly following in the line of Paramahamsas and previous acharyas. So if they have given credit, then he is giving also some credit to the Brahmanandis. Also, they have to have some qualification. They have to be very advanced. Mainly, they have to be very advanced. But in other places, most other writings that we find in Bhagavatam, or anywhere in Prabhupada's writings, we don't find so much credit is given that they're Paramahamsa. The original Paramahamsa is Brahmaji, and you find in the second canto, as we continue toward chapter 9, in chapter 9 especially, the qualifications of Brahmaji are given. And he performed penance, We hear about it in Brahma Samhita in the morning. Tapyanti loka tapena. Well, it's a different verse. Tapasa. But the tapa is the main idea, that Brahmaji was instructed from within to perform this tapo tapiyam tapasa. That in that second, in that eighth, ninth chapter, then the various verses, Srijami tapasai vedam, where Lord Vishnu, Krishna is meeting with Brahmaji due to his penances, and he says, you were doing long penance. First he was spoken in the heart that Sodasha, the 16th Sparsha alphabet, and the 21st, Skinchanana Nirpayadinam Vidu, that he understood. It was Brahmaji, vastly intelligent beyond our possible wildest dream. Just by these two words, he understood what it meant, and that also ultimately, this Kinchanan, the wealth of those who are renounced, who perform tapasya, is nothing. They have no wealth. This Kinchana, they have nothing. So Kunti Devi speaks about that also. Prabhupada's citing Kunti Devi, because in her prayers, in her, some of the first prayers, she uses this word, Chata Paramahamsanam Muninam Amalatmanam Bhakti Yoga Vidanartam. Plus, what is that last line? That, so she says, oh, Katam Hist Striyaha. She speaking very humbly that, how is it possible for me to recite prayers or to understand Krishna, although he's standing in front of her, when this is meant for the Paramahansas, Amalatmanam, who have been purified. And she doesn't make a distinction there either, so therefore, Prabhupada's giving a reference. Also because in Vedas there are this class of pious men, so this translation, the pious men are here, pious devotees. I mean, in black and white, we can see the famous verses, Vishnu Bhakta Bhaved Asurastad Vipariya. In the beginning of the 16th chapter, is also a verse like that. That is a very kind of cut and dry definition, that those who are Vishnu Bhaktas, they're devas, they're devotees. And those who are not, they're asura. That's there clearly given also. So, but there's gray areas. Of course, we don't go around, hey, you demon, come here, take a book, demon. We don't do like that. Rather, Prabodhananda Saraswati and others, they have given us direction, hey, sadhava, sakalamayu, fahaya dura. Prabodhananda Saraswati, in famous instruction, he said, he describes that one should flatter. You know, Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, when they went door to door, they would have straw in their teeth. Someone might open the door and they would fall down flat inside their door, begging them, that I'm begging you, hey, Salava, Sakrame Vahayadura, Chaitanya Chandra Charane, Kurutam Ragam. Because when one has this humble attitude, and he sees that these pious men also, they have great, sometimes Prabhupada said that if you scratch any Indian, you'll find there he's a devotee. And it's a very broad scope. Other times Prabhupada would say even Vrindavan is overrun with rascals and rogues and things. And, you know, according to the time and place, so it could be a little bit confusing here, but we can see the context of why Prabhupada is bringing this out. It's brought out in the shloka as well. I think the key word you could say in this verse is Paramahansa Ashrame. Aside from the fact that Krishna is again described as the Saptamurtaye, his form, the form of complete existence and transcendence, the liberator of the pious devotees from all distress. You know, reminds me that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, in one section, in the beginning, in Adi Lila, he's saying, I'm going to describe some very, very intimate things that shouldn't really be described in a writing in public. Of course, in those days, we can't say that, because Kaviraj Goswami, all of these acharyas are so amazing. We don't know what he was thinking, who's going to read the book. But we do see that in the beginning of Rupa Goswami's book, he's offering the book to Sanatan Goswami, for instance, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sanatana, Tanoramadish. They're not thinking that, oh, I got a publishing deal, you know, and now they're going to print 20 million books and everyone's going to read it. In those days, you would have to know Sanskrit to read his book. But anyway, the Bengali book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he's saying many people might read this and then maybe they're not qualified. But he said, still, Pravesh, they cannot get entry into it. He said, even though it's there, but secretly I'm jubilant because they won't understand it. So this is their own punishment, rather, he says. They'll suffer for not understanding it. So he's encouraging anyone to learn it, understand it. He was also saying how some people will say there's too much Sanskrit in this book. And nowadays, some of the big puffed up pundits say there's too much Bengali in the book, and that we shouldn't accept Bengali. We can only accept, you know, Jiva Goswami or something like that. So you have rascals here, rascals, different types. So, but Kaviraj Goswami, he himself says, Chintyatam, Chintyatam, Bhaktas, Chaitanya, Charitamrita. All bhaktas, they should study this, hear it, Chintyatam, think about it. This, it's not because he wrote it, rather he's very humble, but he's saying, I take the dust of the feet of all of my listeners, anyone who hears it. Because one has to get the association of a Paramahansa. You could probably, without much doubt, say that in 1965, when Prabhupada set foot in Boston, New York, that you could probably easily bet that there were no Paramahansas in the United States. How many? How many Paramahansas? 5, 2, 1, 0. None. So, Prabhupada the Paramahansa. And Paramahansa means Bhāt Bhumite Hula Manusha Janmat. Prabhupada often invoked this instruction of Mahaprabhu that those born in India, they're meant for going out. Bhāt Bhumite Manusha Janmat. Those who are born humans anyway. Janma Sartaka. They should make themselves perfect, para, and then do para upakar. And for others, they should do very good works. Generally, nobody wants to do good works for anybody else, or sometimes they do some pious works, but the ultimate para upakara that Mahaprabhu is giving, which is more nam, piti biti achi jata nagaradi gram, sarvatar paksha hoi bimon, giving out the holy name all over the world. This Prabhupada took it up. So he said about that Bharat Bhumite. So Mahaprabhu was given this 500 years ago, and practically no one has brought it. At least one Indian has come to your country, one Indian. So we can say Prabhupada is Paramahansa. And from the one Paramahansa, Prabhupada setting foot, and of course he's inspired by his Paramahansa guru, Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachisuta Priyati. It was most dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Sutta. So this Senapati Bhakta, Hoibe Tatai, described in Chaitanya Mangal, that people might leave India, Dori Deshe Jai, Dharma Chari, giving up Dharma, they'll leave, just like Prabhupada used to go to South Africa or in Canada or in England, and he would address many born in India, or maybe not, but Indian, nevertheless, you would say, so you have come here, your ancestors have come here for begging something, right? You came here to get some material, but I have not come. So this is not boastful, but it's a fact.
A Paramahansa can speak like that. Adhikaris speak like that. One time when Gaudiya Math Brahmachari came to see Prabhupada in Mayapur in the Lotus Room building, and Prabhupada just coming out of the, taking some bath, so he sat down and then he chanted Gayatri, then he put on his tilak. Of course, you're supposed to put tilak and then chant the Gayatri. So that Brahmachari, he addressed Prabhupada in, I think, the humble way. I wasn't there, but I heard it. He said, Swamiji, oh, you have done like this. You have first done the Gayatri, then the tilak. And Prabhupada said, yes, I am Paramahansa. So, don't argue with Paramahansa. Just like Akinchana Das Babaji, Prabhupada's godbrother. He was Paramahansa. Prabhupada certified it. You know, some devotees used to travel with him or stay with him. They would report to Prabhupada that we saw your godbrother Krishnadas Babaji, but we don't see that he's sleeping. We never see him sleeping. We don't see him eating too much. And Prabhupada just sat back and said, he is Paramahansa, like that. Even I was there in Vrindavan in the last months, and several times Prabhupada would ask for Krishna, where is Babaji Maharaj? Because he wants association of Paramahansa. He wasn't asking for anyone else. Well, he was getting association of the devotees, his own bhaktas, they were there. So the Paramahansa is very important. Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayers, he mentions twice Paramahansa. Hamsa Sangha. Durganite Pariyugale Hamsa Sangha. He said, now I will Bigata Vikalava Ishvara. I will give up any idea that I'm not qualified. Of course, he's right in the right there with Shingadeva. He said, because he was put forward, all these devas and higher living entities, they were all offering prayers in the chapter 8 to Narasimhadeva, but then he didn't seem to be pacified. So they said, okay, Prahlad, he came to protect you, you offer the prayers. So he offered all so many prayers, amazing. So the last prayer also, the 50th verse, which means they start, I think, verse 8 might be the first one. So there's more than 40, maybe 42 prayers. In the final prayer, he gives definition of Paramahansa also. Several verses leading up, and finally he says, Samsevaya Twaivanati Sarangaya Kim Paramahamsa Labeda. He says, first he enumerates six puja and shravanam kirtanam, six angas, important angas of bhakti, hearing, chanting, puja, worshipping like that, and serving the lotus feet. Then he says, but without that, one cannot become Paramahansa, he says. Samsevaya Pariyugalaya Hamsa Sangha. Samsevaya Twaivanati Sat Angaya. These six angas. Without these six angas, and what are they? Hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtan, Vishnus. Same thing that he told his father, nice father, Manikashipu. Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam Padaseva. There he enumerated maybe more, but the six things he said. You cannot. Therefore, he said, Evam Gramishishudiyo Viramanti Shabda. Those who are very thoughtful, they've given up even Vedic study in the verses before leading up to it. He enumerates all the things, all the pious activities. In one verse, Mona Vata Shuta Tapo Dhyana Sadharma Vyakya Vaho Japa Samadhi. He even talks about japa and samadhi and studying the Vedas, even speaking Vedas. He said those things won't be effective without bhakti. So that's Prahlad Maharaj, he's our authority. We accept these Mahajans. Someone could take this out of context. Yes, we can become Brahmanandi. But We see in so many Paramahansas are given, like Vishabhdev, he's incarnation, but he's acting like Paramahansa. And he first thing he says when he's instructing his son, Hangse Garo, Bhaktyanavritya, he says, you have to accept a guru who is a Hamsa, Paramahansa. Hamsa, Paramahansa, Prabhupada said, same thing. Swan-like man. And Prabhupada was describing how the Paramahansa is thinking, very simply, that if someone's very intelligent, he sees some string is lying in the street, or some stick and some other thing, and he puts it together and makes a simple instrument out of it. So Prabhupada was seeing so many newer persons interested in Krishna consciousness, but the difference between them and Prabhupada is vast, vast different, but he was able to engage them. So the guru can engage, take the nectar from anywhere. What is that verse by maybe Chanakya, where you take the nectar, Amrita, Bisham, take nectar from poison. So the Prabhupada was the Paramahansa taking the nectar out of this material world. Wherever he went, then he engaged everybody. Krishna speaking, Krishna, sit down. And very simple, he said, it's very simple. Sutta Goswami also, he describes Paramahamsa Adigamyate in the first canto, that he said very humbly, Sutta Goswami was elevated. I mean, his father had a hard time, but he was elevated to give the talks to the, and they spoke to him, Shonaka and the sages, Vejitam Saumitat Sarvam Tatatas Taranugrah, Bruyushnigdasya Shishasya Guruva Guyama. You have gotten anugraha, the favors of all your gurus. Bruyushnik dasya, because you are very gentle and very submissive. Bruyushnik dasya shishya. Shishya. Shishya means he's under the control. Guruvo guyamapyuta. And the sages there were also very intelligent. They're the ones they spoke that in this age of Kali, everyone is unfortunate and short-lived. Manda. So manda matayo manda bhagya hupaduta. You please instruct us because we don't have long life. They had given him a long life to speak, but the sages were understanding of the symptoms of Kali Yuga. So they had preliminary knowledge. But when Prabhupada came to the West, nobody had any idea of anything. Some people had idea that there must be guru, there must be something higher. Very vague idea. Just now I was seeing one letter recently. Just happened to come up on my phone from Prabhupada. So he was, sometimes those old letters are amazing letters. So he was saying, you should know it, that this Maharishi, he is an agent of Kali. Just like that, all of a sudden shows up. So who can call that out? Who can say that? Just like in Mumbai back in late 70s, there was one very intelligent man, and he was saying how from that Hindu Vishwa Parishad, he said, Bhaktivedanta Swami has put all other Swamis on blacklist. So you cannot do that by some artificial way, you know, yelling and screaming, you know. But it was, and Prabhupada was chuckling and actually enjoying it. And of course, in Hindi, it sounds very catchy. You can maybe read that, but at least he was telling us in English. Oh, he, Prabhupada said, yes, he has understood. He said, he has understood. Sometimes people will complain, and, oh, Swamiji, why are you saying about Gandhi and Tilak and this one? There's so many great persons in India, you know. You have said this guru is this and this and this. Prabhupada said, well, I am not speaking. This is Krishna's Abhijananti Mahamudha. He has said, you can take it up with Bhagavad Gita. You can take it up with Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. I am not, this is not my coined expression. I am simply repeating. So, not that everyone has the adhikar to repeat. But Prabhupada could say like that. So, Brahmaji, in the ninth chapter, we're saying, in the citing, what is that? name of that chapter. Anyway, he was seeing avalokanalokanam. Prabhupada gives an amazing translation there, that manasito bhavan. It is the highest perfection of ingenuity is when one can see the spiritual world. That's an amazing way to the highest perfection of ingenuity, which Brahma got. Tasmai svalo bhagavan sabhajita. He was shown by Krishna because of his tapas. And Krishna was describing, it is due to this tapasya that the whole universe is created, destroyed, maintained. Duscharam tapa. By this tapasya. Prahlada Maharaj also talks about Brahma in one of his prayers, that kalena tibra tapasa palishuddha bhava. Kalena tibra tapasya. It means he did tapasya for a long time. I mean, we can't calculate, but it was 100 years of Brahma, or way, I'm not a math professor. There's a lot of time he did his tapasya. Unimaginable. But so Prahlada Maharaj makes reference there. Kalena tibra, he did very intense tapasya. Tibra tapasya. And the result was parishuddha bhava. He didn't become like Renikashipu. He also did some amazing tapasya. Maybe why he just wanted to. Prabhupada describes that. Krishna describes that. Ugra karma. Hita. Ahita. Doing, meant to destroy the world. No, not this type of tapasya. So therefore, Brahma satisfied, he was able to get a glimpse. And Prabhupada mentions in the Padma Purana, one section, how there's a detailed description of this Jog pit where Vishnu is sitting with his consort and he's leaning forward, Brityanugraha, with merciful glances toward his servitors. So it's given there, Pravartate Yatra Jastamasta, description of Vaikuntha. General description. First you have to qualify to hear, to see it. We hear about it, and then perhaps we can go. But of course, our acharyas, they say, no, forget about Vaikuntha. As Raghunath Das says, we're not interested in Vaikuntha. We want to go straight to Goloka Vrindavan. So we have our examples, six Goswamis, within the memory of everyone, or at least the description we have. Six Goswamis, unforgettable city. When Prabhupada's quarters were first finished in Vrindavan, and the rest of the temple wasn't even finished. So in 74, were you there, Gadaka? 74. So in 74, then somehow or other, some of us got lucky, and we sat in Prabhupada's quarters, which were almost finished in Vrindavan, and he was chanting this Sad Goswami Ashtakam. That one should become Goswami. That means Paramahansa. He was saying he wanted the leaders, managers, the leader, to become Goswami, Paramahansa, in Vrindavan. And just imagine, such a standard in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada was still saying, I have not seen any Paramahansa, at least not visible. He said, there might be, but I haven't seen. Even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, after doing Parikram 1 year, and he sat and said, well, I have not seen any, actually, Paramahamsas in Vrindavan. And even his disciples were saying, but Prabhupada, so-and-so and this Baba, and, yeah, and he said, they are on the beginner platform. So the Paramahamsas can say, they have the adhikar to speak like that, but we cannot say, all Brijbazis are on beginner. But this is the difference. Always remember the difference. Paramahansa. We are an insignificant persons. And someday, if our what we spoke is in the Bhagavatam, then we'll know we were not so insignificant. But Suta Goswami, he was born in a lower caste, mixed caste, but he's saying he was elevated by the association of the Hansas. Prahlada Maharaj is saying he was elevated by association. Tuleyena Lavanapi Nasvagam Napunar Bhavam Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya. We're always wanting this association. Tadiras Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Janame Janame O Ai Abila. Narottam, his song. Prabhupada used to love to sing his song. He sang that line over and over, and each time his voice will crack in crying that Tadira Charana Sevi Bhakti. I want to get that service. Some save it. Because without that, bhaktin labeta, one doesn't become without Paramahamsa stage. Rahuganai top. The when that Bharat Maharaj was carrying the palanquin, and then he was carrying that Rahugana king. The king was quite puffed up in the beginning, but when he got the association of Bharat Jadbharat, then he became humble, submissive, and therefore, what did he tell him, Jadbharat? Rahuganai, he's addressing the king, Rahugana. Rahuganai tapasana yati na cheja nivapa. You won't be able to make any good advancement simply by, and he enumerated several things also. Tapasa. By just tapasa, distinct from Krishna consciousness, one doesn't get. Tapasa na cheja nivapana. And Jalagni Surya, even if you stay in ice water in the Himalayas or somewhere, or if you stay surrounded by flames, fire and the sun, actually Prithu Maharaj, he did like that. Sitting surrounded by fire all around, the sun beating on your head, that's pretty austere. I mean, right now we know how hot it is. Nobody wants to stay in the sun. I don't stay in the sun, I can't take it when it's hot. But imagine, now shade, in the sun, surrounded by fire. That's an austerity. But Jadbharat told Rahugana, this is not going to do any good. Bina mahatparu jo bishekam. You have to bathe in the dust of the Paramahansa. There won't be any other option. So it's not that we don't see any Paramahansa. One should not think that the words of Krishna or the Paramahansa, the Guru, is any different when it's written, when you hear it like that. No. Prabhupada many times would say, oh, well, Arjuna had Krishna as his Guru. Therefore, but we don't have that, though. We cannot do anything now. No, what did Krishna say there? Tadvidhi panipati. If you... Pranipatena, say it. Upadakshanti. What is that verse? You should take initiation, surrender, inquire first humbly to the Guru, Acharya, the Paramahamsa Yoga. Because he has seen. And once you hear from the Guru, then you will also see that everyone is in me, I am in them. That every next verse he says. Once hearing that from the Guru. So you can get full realization. There's no hindrance. Just because Krishna's not directly here, Rishabhdev is not here, Narasimhadev is not roaring. Not roaring on our property, but still, Prahlad Maharaj, he was given benediction. Finally, after the prayers were spoken, and you have satisfied me, so varam varaya badramte. You can take any kind of benediction from me. Prahlad Maharaj's only benediction he asked, of course he wanted his father to be liberated. But he said, hujasang roham vinatastu varevaram. Kamanam hujasang roham. Just rip out all my material desires. You're still thinking, although he has a darshan, he's given all these amazing prayers, one after another. Still, he's saying, I want that you should rip out Vajra Dangstra, Vajra Naka, Kama Asham, with your like thunderbolt like teeth and nails. Rip out my material desires. So one doesn't expect any mundane benediction from the spiritual master, Paramahamsa spiritual master. Even if one thinks he has initiating guru, is very nice, but maybe everyone is not Paramahansa like Prabhupada on this level. Prabhupada's describing here these four levels, Paribrajakacharya. And when Prabhupada gave like sannyas to someone, or someone first takes sannyas, it doesn't mean they're immediately Paramahansa. No. There's the Kutichak stage also. Mostly, in modern times, we don't practice that. There's a more informal stage where it's more like vanaprastha than the family. You can see your children, even your wife comes and brings some food and like that. The next is bahudak. Then you become more advanced. Say, what am I doing here? Taking it, and you go out. Bahudak means going out calling, and you take a little bit from here and there, like that bumblebee takes a little bit of here and there. It doesn't become entrapped, and also Prabhupada says it doesn't encumber any householder that, sannyasi, there's 100 sannyasis coming to my house every day. You know, I have to give them full meal. No, the sannyasis, they're satisfied. They just, like Sukadeva Goswami, he would only go long enough to milk a cow. So go dahana matram hi. Go dahana means taking the milk from a cow. During that time, you get a little milk. In those days, the milk was very powerful. They only take a little milk. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the ultimate Paramahansa. He's traveling in the Jarikanda and with his servant. And if he found that they were stashing anything, he said, what is this? Get rid of it. It's actually one of the, even the four levels of the vanaprastha, one of them is that where he only eats, he walks toward the sun, Odambara or something, and he takes the whatever he eats. And some of them only find the fruits, stain up. It's a very scientific Vedic system. Four types of vanaprastha, four types of sannyasi. Enumerated, but it's hard, difficult to practice. How can you find grains in the field? You'll be shot down immediately. You go in some field around here, you won't last long. It's like Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. I think it was Vrindavan, and he went into someone's field, small field, some farmer, and the farmer came out and offered him some water and paid obeisances. Prabhupada said, but if I had been in the West, going in someone's field, I would have been shot down. So, but still, maybe in Vrindavan you can practice that. But nobody wants to be overrun. So therefore, they only get a little bit. Roti, the six Goswami. So Prabhupada was sitting in his quarters then in 74, and he was talking about this. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago. He wanted those devotees. I felt like, well, he's not talking about me. Only the managers have to do that. I'm sure. But that's a very high-pressure job if you're managing under Prabhupada and trying to, especially in Vrindavan. Difficult act to follow. Prabhupada's act, very difficult to follow. Paramahamsa. Don't imitate the Paramahamsa. Okay, so... questions? There's a microphone here. The microphone wallahs are not here. Or is it? Dandakesh has the mic is here? No, you don't know. Okay. Well, we'll stick to that program now. No more microphone. I thought even yesterday we had a microphone. Tripakam, there's the mic. Pass it around. Yeah. Sukada had her hand up first, but I don't know if it's charged. Tap it, Dorothy. No. Anyway, shout it out.
Are you using the word?
Isn't there inside something has to be done?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was saying, I forgot the shloka, but he says, Ananda, he says, I'm feeling a certain Ananda because the camel-like non-devotees who, they cannot enter in. Pravesh means to enter in. So I was just forgetting the whole verse, but Pundarik may know it. He talks about the camel-like non-devotees and they won't be able to enter into it. I don't have to stop anyone. I don't have to punish anyone. I don't have to decry or smash them. Their punishment is that they won't be able to enter into the nectar.
It seems like it's always like that. I mean, with Bhagavatam, even though they were given out for someone to enter into it, it has to be a certain, you know, inspiration or desire. I mean, it's true that if you put the Bhagavatam in your house after some time, it purifies and then maybe you can enter in. But do you think that's true, that it's always like that?
Yeah, it's always like that. You know, she's saying that it applies what Kaviraj Goswami is saying about Chaitanya Leela applies to all of the Shastras. So yeah, we could say that, sure.
Beginning of second canto,
Pashyanapi Napashyati. They see what's going on, but they don't see. What? You passed her the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, who here has a PhD, a master's? Tomorrow your assignment is to figure out how that works. No, but in there, isn't there?
She has a comment. Yeah, but we don't hear this. Jiva Goswami, in his Tapas of Par, but he actually curses. He
Jiva Goswami is cursing in the witch Tapas of Par? Curses them. Well, sometimes Kaviraj Goswami gets a little more stringent also. In that particular verse, he's not. But other times, like at the end of the Madhya Leela, there's that verse, Taridam Ati Rahasyam Gora Leelam Ritam Adat. I think it's not the last verse, but it's like the third to the last or whatever of Madhya 25. And he says that this Gora Leela is very Ati Rahasyam, is very confidential pastime. But those Kala Samudya Kala Nadatum Tara Labyam. They won't get it. Labyam. They won't get it. Because they're like hogs, envious hogs and dogs. What?
You said in your class that Sutta Goswami's father, he had a hard time.
Ramaharshan, well, something happened to him, right? With it. There was a blade of grass problem he had. He didn't respect Balaram.
Right?
He wasn't humble as a blade of grass, but the blade of grass. You carry your own mics? Could I wish? No. It's a symbolic microphone. It gives you power. Not on. You're the expert. You're the only one who can help us. Meanwhile, someone else has a statement. Oh, I see what you're saying. Devotees are still suffering distress, but the material distress is always there. You cannot get rid of it. You can find so many statements. The idea is that they're able to... It works now?
Yeah.
They're able to transcend it by hearing a chanting. In fact, right after Rishabhdev instructs his 100 sons, the first thing he says is, Hangse Guru Bhaktyanavritya. You have to accept the Guru, and then the Krishna Vanda. You have to transcend all these sufferings. He didn't say they won't exist, but he says you have to transcend all these dualities and miseries of material existence. Then you can be qualified. It's not like you just say, okay, yeah, hey, I like these gurus, they're kind of cool. You gotta practice. Titikshiva Karunika, Kapila Dev's. The tiksha, you have to tolerate. Tom titiksha bharatam. The tiksha karuna, you have to be merciful. But Prabhupada said, how can you be merciful if you're not tolerant? First, you have to tolerate all the rascals, like Prahlad Maharaj is saying in that one prayer just before, also that naivod vijay paradurvaitananya. That viri gaina mahamita magnat maya sukaya bharamam. But I don't want to leave this place with all these rascals, vimunham, who have turned against Vimukha, turned against you. Those who are just Muha, or those who are so-called Paramahamsas, who monam charanti vijanena parata nishtha, they're only after their own liberation. But I cannot leave them here. Ranti Dev has that wonderful sloka where he says, dukkha, I want to remain in this dukkha, misery, until all of them are liberated. What's that verse?
But down in that stock verse says, what, something like Vaishnavara, Janta, Deji, Devahar,
Dabaha, give him the mic. What are you doing?
Is close. It working now? Hare Krishna. Vrindavan Das Thakur says something. Vaishnavira Jahade.
Vyabahari Duke Nishchaya Janiha Paramananda Suke. That we see that the Vaishnava appears to be suffering, but he's actually experiencing the highest pleasure. Is that everybody?
Kudichak, Bahuduk, and
Pari Bhajakachaya Paramahansa. You got that now? Okay. Remember there was devotee, he's still there, Kudichak in Canada, goes to Cuba to preach. Kudichak. He got initiated the same time as Bahuduk. And then there were a couple of devotees in Hawaii, they got initiated. One was Fenup, one was Vaikanas, and another one, they all got these Vanaprastha names. Does that mean they should stay Vanaprastha? No, they just have the name, but you can still room, they can travel up the scale and become Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa, that's what, anyway, what? Again, your hand is up. Where is he? Canada somewhere. Okay. Glory Srimad Bhagavatam.